from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on medical leave. And we got some guests who are rolling into the studio as we speak.
I think they're getting patted down outside right now.
Yeah. from Horseshoe Casino, as they're coming in. You guys can come on in.
Bring them on in.
Also, John Minidakis from Jimmy's World Famous joining us.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
So here we have Jacob Whitner, general manager. James Black is here. We don't have Donnell. Donnell didn't come.
Donnell's not here.
We got John Minidakis instead. What's going on, gentlemen?
So what's going on, man? I'm actually Frank. I represent the casino, handle all of the events over there. And
Frank.
Entertainment.
That's Frank. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right, buddy.
Yeah, all right. I tried to tell him, Frank. You wouldn't listen to that.
I don't ever listen to him. He don't know what he's talking about. John Minidakis. What's going on, man?
Fantastic, man. How are you?
Pull up that mic for me, please. There you go.
I am fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Well, you do this on a podcast. You know how this microphone thing works.
Half game back of first place. Raiders right. Smack around the Raiders this weekend. Things are good in Baltimore.
Things are standing in Baltimore. How are things at Horseshoe right now, man?
Things are going great over at Horseshoe. We have a lot of exciting stuff on the docket, especially for that's wrapped around all of the games that are upcoming. So We want to make sure that everyone knows that Horseshoe Casino is the place to be for the game, away games, home games, and after the games for sure.
Now, of course, the Las Vegas Raiders are coming into town, and John, you know as well as anybody, they travel well.
Yeah, the Raider Nation is amazing. And speaking of Vegas, you know, Frank's got an amazing background in the Vegas scene and the events that go on out there and the names and the entertainment. And This partnership has really allowed us to take that experience to the next level right here in Baltimore.
So who should I ask about the partnership? Who wants to talk about how this whole thing came about?
How did this come about, John? This was a pretty interesting
one, Rob, right? Would actually appreciate this because he's also a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
This happened because of wrestling?
This absolutely did happen because of wrestling. So I'm a Philadelphia-based guy. WrestleMania was there this year, and John and I connected through a wrestling connection. And when I got to Baltimore and I became a part of the Horseshoe family, the first thing everyone told me about was this tailgate concept and what is the tailgate and how great and exciting it is. And I said, we got to work with these guys. So that was one of the first orders of business, was getting involved with tailgate, get everything together, and building a really strong team that we feel can be impactful to the Baltimore.
Initially, I thought he was going to tell me his last name was Angle, and he's like Frank Angle. I do see a Kurt Angle resemblance there.
Well, you know, the first thing I had to ask him was, I said, are you a Cody crybaby? Or do you acknowledge your tribal chief? And he said the right thing, so we hit it off right away.
Right away. That's great.
He must acknowledge his tribal chief. Yeah. No doubt about it. Now, a partnership, that means Jimmy's is in, Famous Seafood is involved. How are you involved in this, John?
Yeah, so
and also, do you have your hand in everything in Baltimore now?
Yeah, so speaking of Vegas, you know, the really cool thing about Baltimore and the tailgate is, obviously, the Raiders are in Las Vegas, the Dolphins are down in Miami. New York has two teams; they're both terrible, but whatever. And nobody has this tailgate concept, but it's very unique to Baltimore. And as everybody knows in Baltimore, we're proud of everything we do, and to put the best tailgate experience in the country on right here in your backyard, one block away from M&T Bank Stadium, is amazing. And it just speaks volumes about how much we love our sports teams. And when Frank came in, he wants to take that thing to the next level. And with Caesars and Horseshoe and the connections they have and the deep care that they have for Baltimore City, it's just going to make things even more exciting here in our 29th year of doing this.
Yeah, we're super excited to be a part of the Baltimore landscape. When we got to town, this was a project that myself and Jacob Whitmer, our general manager, were really wanted to be a part of. We knew that Baltimore was the place we wanted to be. We knew that Horseshoe Casino might not be in the front of people's minds, and we want to bring it to the front of people's minds.
And it should be.
The hometown casino.
It should be. People shouldn't run elsewhere when they're looking for entertainment. And I'm not saying not have options, but...
Well, you... Look, I'm a degenerate, but when it comes to gambling, especially with sports, and then you start thinking about food, this seems like a marriage made in heaven, right?
Absolutely. We have great, we have two incredible restaurants, Brew Brothers, which James can talk about a little bit.
Yeah.
Chef is here with us. And, of course, Gordon Ramsay Steak, which is a staple that everyone knows and loves. And you know, anything with Gordon Ramsay is always a good time.
And football always provides a party. So you got a casino, you got great food, you got football and the party, and degenerates like yourself, Jeremy, can go down there and put some money on them.
Don't talk to me like that, because I've seen you after some tailgate parties, and you haven't been looking all... You're kind of walking in a different direction.
I was feeling a little woozy. Yeah.
You had a good time, so...
I'm feeling a little woozy. Listen, look, we're going to keep you around, because we got Chef here. We want to hear from Chef. We're going to pay some bills right now. You don't have to get up too quickly, Frank, because we want to hear more what's going on down... at Horseshoe Casino. We want to hear about the food and the atmosphere, the tailgoat, everything. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Well, Jeremy, I think it's safe to say that the best part of it was during the commercial break. Yeah. Can't bring that to the air.
No, there's obviously a lot of fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
We're here with Frank, Jacob, James, and Darnell, who finally joined us. Darnell, bruh, this just you and me talking, okay?
Yes, sir, brother.
You can't be the only one late. All right? You can't be the only...
Actually beat these guys here. Yeah. I was waiting for them. I missed
Did
them.
Did you see them, Jeremy?
Yes. Hey, man, I ain't getting involved with You're the one that brought it up. I know how quickly this gets passed to me. No.
Now, Chef, man, I mean, you are the guy that's behind all of this. Why is this so special now versus in the past?
Well, so we really wanted to take a hit at Brew Brothers because Brew Brothers is a Carano family brand with Caesars, and we wanted to really push that. I'm a Brew Brothers guy. I go around and I put all the stuff together for them. So,
and by the way, our pregame show will be broadcast live at Brew Brothers. Exactly. Thank you very much.
So we do a lot of away games. We have host a party there. We give away free tickets to our suites at there. We also do the pregame show. We also show the game, and then we have DJs and a 360 party there. So we really wanted to, teaming with Jimmy's, we wanted to create this 360 atmosphere with the horseshoe where go to tailgate, go to the game, come back and end your day with us with some big headliner activations. Tag team being our first activation this Sunday for the game.
That's great. Baltimore game day uncensored from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
More right wrestling theme, right? Tag team. This it's all going to come back to wrestling. This feels like when chocolate met peanut butter. You know, like it just kind of works. It's working out for both of you.
You know what I would say? Everybody watches wrestling. Not everybody admits they watch.
That's my thing. I have two types of people in the world: those who watch it and those who admit they watch it.
I don't watch it. Anyway, so I used to watch it. I was one of the nerds that camped out, and we were body slamming each other waiting to buy tickets at the Baltimore Arena. So
I may have done that once
or twice. Yeah, once or twice. So talk about the menu a little bit. What can people expect? Because I want to hear from John with his side of it and you as well.
Yeah, so for every home game, we have a buffet to try to activate that area. Things like boneless wings, Rasta pasta. We brought it in the last time we were here. It was amazing. Mac and cheese, things like that to really give back to the radio station, but also to our guests who want to come in pregame.
Aren't you glad the buffets are back, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I hated that. We had to get rid of buffets. Come on now. Buffets are great.
I dipped my finger in the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral. Maybe they're not coming back. I don't know.
That might be the reason why they're not.
Now, John, do we expect anything from the menu at Jimmy's?
Yeah, the tailgate, obviously, anything that we do at Jimmy's is going to be forefront food always. So my brother Tony takes a great deal of pride in putting that menu together before every game. So I know for this week they have shrimp fried rice on the menu. Ooh. Of course, we have the raw bar. They have anything you can think of. He goes all out for that first game.
I want to go get your McRib. I saw that damn thing online. I'm like,
yeah,
I
first Friday of each month. You know, you missed that one. But obviously, we always make sure that we have something for everybody on that menu, too. So whether you're a steak lover, whether you're a seafood lover, it's all you can eat.
The most underrated steak in Baltimore, man.
Or if you have the liquid diet like Rob, we have plenty of drink options as well. So we're going all out, man. We don't pull punches. We don't cut corners. We have a lot of luxury headlining this week. And once again, just going back to this partnership, it's just made possible because we're able to go to these people now and say, not only do we have the pre-party for the Ravens, we have the after-party too. And like I said, nobody else in the country does this.
No.
Not in Las Vegas. You want to go to a tailgate down in Miami, which is the party capital of the country. You're getting a bunch of dudes with a grill and a boombox. In Baltimore, you're getting Shaq. You're getting Afrojack. You're getting Loud Luxury. You're getting Chase Rice. It's unbelievable. It just speaks like the love that Baltimore has for the Ravens and how important they've been to the city.
Have you guys named any of the – I know you just said a couple, but have you applied dates to it and started promoting that, or is that too early?
So I know our entire lineup is set in partnership with Horseshoe. I know that Frank's made some massive signings for the after party. Some of them he can't announce yet because of the radius clause. But Frank, if you want to drop that big one for the Broncos game on air, feel free, man.
Yeah, the big one's going to be DJ Pauly D is going to be in for the Broncos game as an after party. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Sound like you started whispering. You know, DJ Pauly D is going to be in, guys.
Yeah, we also have Rob Bass is going to come join us. We have Yin Yang Twins will be in for a show. And lots more surprises to come. Some great DJs.
What happens when you put two quarters together?
You get 50 cents.
Oh, that's cool.
You don't have 50 coming, do you?
Hey, you can't ask him that, man. There's a reason he said it.
If he could say it, he probably would have.
Okay, I got you. Now, Donnell, how long have you been with the organization with Horseshoe?
So I've been with Horseshoe for a little over a year.
You're the marketing director?
Yes. This is actually our 10th year anniversary. So one of the things I wanted us to do this year is just kind of start to lay the groundwork for what the next 10 years will look like, right? I know earlier we was here, we were talking about how the entertainment has been a bit of deficit, in that Baltimore South entertainment corridor. And we just want to anchor. These guys have jumped in Jimmy's and already had something good that they were building.
Right.
It only made sense for us. We got a new marketing campaign that'll be rolling out soon as Baltimore's Casino.
Damn right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, live can't say that. we're actually in Baltimore. We're for Baltimore, for the people. And I'll go, just over the next 10 years, definitely bring that entertainment synergy back into the building. We got huge plaza, huge space, a lot of activations coming through. Even some other tailgates and things that's coming later.
Let me warn you before he speak, because I've known this man for 20 years. He's about to say something.
No, man.
There.
Go ahead, Jeff. I just want to say I wish we could have got him a better headset because he does look like he's singing in We Are the World. He's holding on one ear and he's got the microphone closed. Can we get him a better headset?
I've known this man for 20 years. I need to say something completely out of my... This is what I love about this, though. What I'm hearing, Jeremy. I'm hearing you got the stadium who's here, you got tailgoat there, you got the casino here. That's all walking distance, man. You could park in the morning and never get your car again, including after the after party because you need to Uber home.
Yes.
But you can, yes. I mean, everything is within walking distance. I don't have to walk a half a mile to get someplace. I'm right there on top of everything.
It sounds really awesome. You start to think about things that make sense going together, and this is one of those things where, look, a football Sunday is great as it is by itself. When you start adding into all these other things, and especially after a Ravens win, people want to go out, have a good time afterwards, hopefully not get stupid, but we know what happens here in Baltimore. But, it's a perfect spot to do something and come down and enjoy yourself. And you know me, I'm always promoting gambling, so
you
can't beat that either.
Imagine if the Orioles have a home game for the playoffs, and the Ravens have a home game during the playoffs, and we're able to combine these forces. And during that home game, of course, Suarez will be on the mound. You know what's funny? We have him at Jimmy's Monday for an event. I'm going to make sure that I play all of Jeremy's sound bites
to give the guy motivation.
Hey, Joe, I got his email address.
Big Al saved the season, and you want to reward him by throwing him in the bullpen?
Yes.
All you have to do is have Suarez and Mountcastle, and you'll have everybody that Jeremy threw under the bus.
You've trumped up this BS about me. I've talked about how much I like Suarez in the bullpen. I don't want him as a starter. Not happening.
All right, Diddy. Are you going to have my bottle?
Always.
Sunday got my bottle.
I got you behind the bar, but come on.
All right. There we go. Hey, guys, it's been a pleasure. The reason I hate this interview is because I had planned Sunday that I just texted and canceled because I know where I'm going to be now for the entire day. I mean, I didn't know about this.
Experience, of course.
I didn't know about this, dude. I mean, Jeremy and I are finding out about all of this right now. I knew nothing about this. Now I know where to spend my Sundays.
Yeah, look, you can't beat it, man. We were sitting here talking about all the different things. Look at me. I like great food. I like bad food, too. I eat everything. So I think it's something that fans are going to enjoy, and you talk about all the different things you can do, plus the entertainment aspect of before and after games. It's a double dip of just fun.
Hey, the one person that hadn't spoken yet, you better get next to that dude over there on the other side. That guy parties during Raven season. You get him. That guy gets it in during the Raven season.
Don't let him in.
If he hasn't been to a tailgate yet, you can always spot the rookies. They're crushing like three drinks in the first 20 minutes and not pacing themselves. He's not going to make it to the second hour.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it. And I will see you all soon. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Man.
Thank you.
Great job. The collaboration between, of course, once again, you can hear our pregame show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. all at the Horseshoe as well. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.